Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Elise Bennett's here. Elise is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. 17 years coming up pretty soon. 17 years she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder and a marketing mentor, the author of Stop Pushing Me Around, its book for introverts, and a number of other books, The Art of Self-Promotion, for example. She's one of the top marketing experts for small businesses I have ever known, and she's our good friend, Elise Bennett. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here again.
Good to have you back. So, Elise, I love talking about niches. In fact, I devoted an entire chapter of my new book to the concept of niches. I like to talk about niches of niches, even. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Niches of niches, absolutely.
Yeah. And it's the thing that has made the small business sector so robust in the United States especially, hasn't it?
Yes, and you know, look, I mean, there's just so much more competition everywhere in every business these days, and more people going out on their own, whether by choice or by default. And to me, it seems clearer and clearer that the best way to set oneself apart is to focus and specialize and choose your niche and then own that niche.
Mm-hmm.
And become entrenched in a community of people and to become known for a certain specialty within that community, mm-hmm. as long as it's viable. That, to me, is the key to success.
I don't think there's any question about that. And that could be writ large or it could be writ small,
mm-hmm.
but the focus is not different, right?
Oh, really
in other words, you could do 100,000 a year in revenue or 10 million a year in revenue, and they're two completely different companies, but both of them could be all that could be done focusing on a niche.
Absolutely.
The focus is the volume may be different, but the focus is the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you find a niche and how you develop it?
So the first thing I say about this is that it's not black and white. It's not like, oh, my niche is X and now I'm going to do nothing ever again but X. It really is a process to determine where you have something to offer, whether it's services or products, and who are the people who value and will pay for those products or services. Mm-hmm. You have to find that first. And I think part of the problem, especially with a lot of the creative professionals that I come across and work with, is they start with, what do I want to do? And then who needs it? And I think this other way of thinking about it is more effective, which is, what does the world out there need, and where does that overlap with what I know how to do, am competent at, can offer, and enjoy?
Mm-hmm.
And those, you know, places in the market become the possible niches to explore, and it's through outreach, it's through interaction, it's through networking that you begin to get feedback, positive or negative, about mm-hmm. the value of your services within each niche. And little by little, as you get that information, you experiment with your positioning and your elevator pitch and your emphasis and the service offering that you bring. And little by little, you adjust it to the needs of the market until you are that go-to person.
Well, and if you're in the marketplace, you got to come back to something you said earlier. Somebody is going to need to pay for this at some point. And you can have all the courage, you can have all the belief, you can have all the the stick-to-itiveness that anybody can have behind the niche. And it may be a beautiful thing, but if people won't pay for it, then you're not really a business.
Right, and they need to pay what you have to charge also.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I hear a lot of people complaining, oh, I've got clients, but they refuse to pay what I want to charge. Mm-hmm. And to me, those are not the right clients.
Well, or maybe you just haven't explained it to them the right way.
That's possible, too.
You know, you haven't developed it. You started out on the wrong foot with them or something.
You haven't marketed it well.
Well, you know, when I started my consulting business 26-plus years ago, I started out at a fourth of what I wound up charging for that service.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the same customers. Some of the customers I had in the beginning were still paying me four times that much, you know, 6 or 7 years later. But it was because they liked my Kool-Aid, and I continued to add value. That's what you got to do, though, right?
Yes, and one of the main
I had a niche. I definitely had a niche.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is the way you especially add value is by being extremely competent in the particular area, so that you can say, I know how to solve this problem better than anyone.
And another thing, you know, a niche could look, the niche element of your idea might not look like a product. It might be availability, right?
Tell me more what you mean.
Well, for example, my clients, when I had my consulting company, it never occurred to them that I wasn't available to them. They knew that they could call me anytime. In fact, they also thought that there was a pretty good chance that if they thought that I was thinking about them, even though I wasn't talking to them. See what I mean? It was the relationship we had was kind of a niche. Because my product was my advice, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
But what was valuable to them and what made them want to pay me a higher rate was my availability. See what I mean?
I see that as a niche, though. That
well, that's part of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of what made me able, you know, to be successful.
So how are you defining niche, then?
Well, a niche is a place that you carve out in the marketplace for you. That defines you. You define it, and it defines you. Hold on to that thought. Marketing-mentor.com, right?
That's right.
We're going to come back and talk some more about niches and debate this issue with our good friend Elise Pennon. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.